Well, hello to all my fellow Blind Cool Tech listeners all over this wonderful planet Earth. This is Jim Fiddler, of many things, I suppose, of my mom and dad, of my neighborhood, of Republic of Avalon Radio, of music, of all kinds of things. I just got a simple little tip for any Skype users that might be out there. Of course, there's this Skype Watch thing. Any Skype users would probably know about that. That uses your screen reader. I'm just pacing around here. It's a nice, beautiful day. I'm just kind of got all the windows and doors open. I'm just kind of pacing around and chatting to you. So this Skype Watch thing, it announces when people come online and go offline and all these kinds of things, but it's tied to your screen reader and you can't really control it. You can't adjust the volume and the rate and all these things, and it only reads certain things. And I found it to be potentially useful but quite often annoying, and especially sometimes when you were trying to listen to something or do something else and it just kept babbling at you. So there's this thing that I'd like to tell you about. Some of you might know about it already. I think it's called SKRead, S-K-R-E-A-D, which I suppose simply means Skype Read, or Read Skype. And it simply reads all your messages for you. So-and-so logged in, so-and-so's online, so-and-so's offline. When you place calls, it'll say who you're calling and say routing call. I can give you a quick demonstration. I have my phone here. Hang on a second. I wasn't prepared for this. I had no idea that I'd be doing any kinds of demonstrations or anything. I very seldom demonstrate anything. I just tend to babble and hope that people find the babble useful. But let's just try, for the sake of demonstration, saving you having to listen to me babble further, I am at my computer here. I will turn up the sound. I'm going to place a call on my phone I have here. It's a cordless phone. There we go. It's a cordless phone, and it's a dual phone. It uses Skype or landline. I think you can use it with Vonage as well. And it's very nice. It's just a nice little cordless phone. And of course, having Skype out on the North American plan, I can call any number in North America anywhere for free. Well, it's not quite for free. You pay for Skype out. But once you do that, you don't get dinged per call or by the minute or anything like that. So you have a year. You pay for your Skype out. And for a year, you can just call all over North America simply by dialing 1, the area code, and the number. This phone is very nice. It's like $35 on Amazon. I've seen them listed all over the internet for $129 to $149. It's, if you wanted to find it, let's see. If you did a search for, I think it's RTX, cordless analog dual phone, D-U-A-L-P-H-O-N-E, all one word, Skype, that's probably enough. If you type that much into a search, Google or any other, you should find it. And the menus don't wrap in the phone, and in fact all the menus and submenus are all numerically accessible, so you can go to a particular menu by hitting a number, hit your menu key, hit a number, and then hit a number. Instead of having to arrow, back and forth and find things, you can just get there by number, which is great. Very, very usable. And on one side of the phone is kind of like the sort of PC side. On the other side, it's just a very small, nice little phone. It's about the size of a large cell phone, I guess. That's about it. And anyway, I'm not here to talk about this phone, but this is what I'm using, so just so you understand that I'm not at the computer keyboard typing in numbers. And you can put speed dials in for all your people that you call often. Also, as soon as you install this phone, all your Skype contacts and everything are in the phone. You don't have to like re-enter them or anything like that, which is very handy. And so what I'm going to do here is show you, I'm going to call the weather office here in St. John's. And I'm going to do so by hitting the PC button, or like call, you would, you know, on a phone, on a cell phone or a mobile or whatever. I'm going to hit there for the phone book. And now I'm just going to, for the weather office, I'm just going to hit 9 once for W. There we are. So I've hit W, and I'm just going to hit call.
Weather office, St. John's, call is currently being routed. Jeremy Hartley is away. Weather office, St. John's, call in progress.
Okay, so now the call is in progress, and let's see. Maybe you could hear that. I just held the phone next to the R9. So I'm listening, blah, 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 getting the weather, and when I'm finished, I just hit hang up.
Weather office, St. John's, call is finished. Duration, 21 seconds.
Okay. And of course you heard in the background Jeremy Hartley, I don't know, went offline or came online, something. So that gives you the general idea. And it uses SAPI 5. You can, is it SAPI 5? Whatever. 5 or 4 or something. So you can pick whatever voice you want to use. If you have any of the AT&T voices, Audrey or Crystal or whatever, or Kestrel voices, or any of those type text-to-speech. Yes, in any case, quite simply, this SK Read is free, and it doesn't even require an install. You just download it and unzip it, and the executable is in the folder, and there's also a nice INI file in there that you can just bring up in something like Notepad. And it's very understandable. You can see what the various lines do. So if you want to, it says speech rate equals, for example, 0. And it'll tell you the range from slowest to fastest. And you can just simply delete the 0 and put in a 2. And then save the file, or put in a 5, or get them really going. And the same with voice. Voice, you can select, depending on how many voices you have installed on your system, you can select it from there, regardless of what the default voice is for your computer, simply by typing whatever it is, voice equals 0, or voice equals 1, or voice equals 2. I'm not sure what order I have the voices I have installed, so I just played around with it, hit 0 and saved it, and then hit 1 and saved it, and reactivated the SK Read program. And heard it talking in various different voices. Chose the one that I liked the best, and I'll probably change it again. So that's pretty much it. You can get this handy-dandy little free program at www.randylaptop.com/projects/SKRead, SKREAD. And it tells you all kinds of things. It's very useful, I find. And as I said before, if anyone says, well, gee whiz, you know, I already know when people sign in and out. This is a little different. It's using the text-to-speech. It's not using your screen reader. And you can set the volume on that totally independently from your screen reader. So you might just want to have that at a very low level in the background and not blaring out at you in the full volume of your screen reader. And you can control the rate and all these various things and play around with various text-to-speech voices. And as I said, if you want it to start automatically, I'm not sure, but perhaps I think you might be able to add it to your start menu. It's not something that I've really gotten into, putting things in my start menu. I've actually done a heck of a lot more taking things out of it. So, for all you people out there who are agile in the art of adding things to your start menu, You can just fill your boots and go ahead and do that. I don't necessarily do that. I just, when I boot up my computer, SK Reader is not running. So it's not going to tell me any ins and outs until I just click on the SK Read and activate it. So that's the way I like to have it. I like to have it quiet unless I want it to talk. And once you have it up, if you want to close it, you just go into your system tray and right-click on it and say, I think it's exit or close or quit or something like that. And you shut them up again. So that's it for this little tip. I'm sure some of you have already heard about this, but I've already spoken to a couple of people over the last couple of days who haven't heard about it. So I thought it might be a good thing to share. As I said, I've just got it on the system. There it is. I've got the volume and rate set just as I like it. So I've actually nestled the volume so that it's lower than anything else going on. And even while I'm listening to music or streaming radio or anything like that, if I leave it on, it's not going to be full volume, just constantly. It's just sort of in the background, under the music, and I can easily, you know, perk up my ears and see who signed in or out if I'm looking for somebody. Or I can just as easily just ignore it because it's just set nicely under the music. So there you go, folks. Something else that I've also become aware of is not everybody is in the know about the podcast that we do. And if Larry doesn't mind the shameless little plug, it's not so much a plug as it is an invitation. You can subscribe to our show. It's called Republic of Avalon Radio. The feed for you out there who subscribe to podcasts and use things like Juice and whatever, the feed is http://feeds, F-E-E-D-S, .feedburner, F-E-E-D-B-U-R-N-E-R, .com/ Republic of Avalon Radio, all one word, REPUBLICOFAVALONRADIO, with no .com at the end. So http://feeds.feedburner.com/Republic of Avalon Radio, and our website is at www.republicofavalonradio.com, and we hope to see you and hear from you. In the meantime, from Lillian, who's not here right now, and myself, all the best to everybody. Big thanks to Larry for keeping up the podcast, Blind Cool Tech. And so long from the heart of the Republic in St. John's, Newfoundland.